moment, and I rejoice that he loves this most American game. He will know from an early age that failure is not disgrace. It's just a pitch that you missed, and you better get ready for the next one. The next one might be the shot heard around the world. My son and I are Americans. We prepare for glory by failing until we don't. I wish I'd known all of this earlier. It would have saved me a lot of trouble. In order to write this book, I reached into the darkness for my past and found to my surprise that most of it was still there, just as I had left it. Some of it, though, had grown and morphed into what now appears to be hideous and reprehensible selfishness. Some of it had crumbled into the ruins of former shame. This is not journalism. This is just my story. There are bound to be some lies here, but I've been telling them so long they've become truth, my truth, as close as I can get to what really happened. I left some tales out because to tell them would be excessively cruel to people who probably don't deserve it, and altered a few names for the same reason, but I believe I spared myself no blushes. I didn't flee a dictator or swim an ocean to be an American like some do. I just thought long and hard about it. I looked at the evidence of my life and gratefully signed up. And that's the preface to the book. Thank you. I did also approach the book, because it's an autobiography, I was very uncomfortable with the concept of...